We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Children molested by lay people, it really has pushed them aside. You don't hear about them.
Well, no, because 1,500 priests have now been named in the last 6 months from various states as being child abusers.
Right.
And so out of Mount Lebanon, St. Bernard's, an actually high-profile parish, comes a lawsuit filed this morning by Rob Pierce that has a very interesting turn of events to it. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Rob, tell us, walk us through this. Tell us about the lawsuit and why you filed it, sir.
Our client was an elementary school student at St. Bernard's when he began to get extra help from a teacher. And during these sessions after school, the teacher unfortunately fondled, abused him, performed sexual acts upon him, and made our client perform sexual acts upon him, the teacher. After multiple occasions from this, our client stopped getting the help, did not tell anyone. Time went on, and he began to act out as he got a little older, developed a drug and alcohol problem, started to get some psychological help, and then many years later disclosed to his parents what had happened while he was a young boy. When our law firm was contacted about it, we began to look into the program that the diocese and Bishop Zupik helped set up, and we found out that unless you were abused or assaulted by a priest, you are unable to participate in the program that the diocese has put forward.
Jeez.
And the terrible thing about that is this. This abuse, the sexual abuse by the church, is not limited to priests. That means if a deacon, a nun, a teacher, a school personnel, a Catholic church employee,
a janitor,
molest someone, anything like that, you have to file a lawsuit in order to move forward with any claim. And so if you look at it from a personal standpoint, this victim could be one of us, could be a child that either of us have. Has to relive these events, but instead of doing so in a private setting and being able to tell the church and the representatives what happened to him or her years ago, it's now made available to the public where anyone in the world will be able to look at and see what happened.
So not
and
just
fundamentally, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say not just abused once, but then again.
Yes. And so they're reliving it. And, you know, statistically, abuse survivors, the way they deal with it is to repress their memory, repress it. And then it usually manifests itself in one way or the other, oftentimes, you know, with whether it be physical violence or drug and alcohol abuse. And that's when they begin to seek help for something that happened many years beforehand.
Rob Pierce filing this lawsuit today. So, Rob, you're hopeful that the bishop is listening. Tell us why.
Our client would welcome the opportunity on behalf of himself and other victims to meet with the bishop to try to get the bishop to amend this program to include those that were abused by someone besides a priest, allow them the opportunity to participate in this program, to tell the church what they did wrong, and, you know, really to tell the bishop when he made a statement about this program that it was designed to help survivors come forward in an atmosphere free from the stress of litigation, don't just limit that to those abused by priests.
It should
Let
be all victims.
Sexual abuse.
Right.
Yes.
So have you reached out to the bishop? Have you gotten word from him? What's the status there, Rob?
We have discussed the case with the diocese representative. That's the proper thing to do in the civil justice system. Mm-hmm. You know, if the bishop's listening, I would welcome the opportunity to talk with him on behalf of our client and anyone else. But we have spoken to the diocese, but the route that we have to take in order to preserve our client's legal rights is to file a lawsuit and, unfortunately, to make these allegations public.
Hey, Rob, it's a ridiculous irony. And let's focus on the teacher himself. Was the teacher ever arrested?
Yeah, where's this guy?
You know, was he ever charged? Was he ever investigated? And if not, where is he?
He has not been charged. I'm not identifying where he's located.
Right.
And the reason for this, Marty, is, you know, the civil justice system has remedies for situations like this, but due to the nature of these allegations, I want to be very careful. It stirs a lot of emotions in people, not just with our client a victim, but other victims out there. And that's why we're not disclosing our client's name publicly, the teacher's name publicly. But we have notified the diocese, and they are aware of these allegations and who we believe the responsible parties are.
Rob, talk to us about when you're sitting kneecap to kneecap with someone who's come to you in such desperation. I can't fathom what it's like to be you, to look into those eyes.
It's an awful situation that you have to listen to, and yet it's part of your job. My job is to explain the law to the client, even if it's unfavorable. Explain the options to them. And candidly, I find it an honor when we're hired to pursue a cause, not just on behalf of the victim, but for other victims out there. I give people credit, especially in a situation like this, where you are revealing horrific details of your past, but you're hoping that might lead to a change in the current procedure and could help other victims.
Yeah.
I think it's an honor to represent those
And
people.
It might take this other guy down and get him out of education, get him away from kids.
Yeah, but why isn't he being reported to the DA or the Attorney General?
That's got to be something.
Where is he today? I mean, I know what you're saying about the litigation, but why isn't he under the microscope? Is he teaching? Do you know that?
What I can say to you, Marty, as a general statement is this. When authorities investigate criminal activity that took place years beforehand, you know, on our system, everyone has constitutional rights. You know, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And I believe in that system. And so, you know, investigations do take place. Other facts have to come forward to corroborate a variety of stories before charges are filed. And so, you know, just because a person has allegations made against them does not mean criminal charges should be filed.
It makes sense. I mean, justice doesn't always feel good, right?
Ugh. Hey, Rob, real quick, because we got to go. Are there other allegations that he molested other students?
We are not aware of any other situations, but what I will say is it is rare to have one isolated circumstance.
Right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.